I hope your characters suffer under the tyrannical rule of your undead corpse queen. Hello, and welcome to Surviving the Apocalypse, The Nerd's Way. I'm your host, Adam.
And I'm your host, John.
Yes, indeed, you are. Now, nothing at all has happened to delay our wonderful little podcast here at all. Nothing at all. John is not at all. John, I don't need you making crying noises,
yeah,
okay?
That is me.
It almost sounded like we had a soundboard. But yeah. No, something rather extraordinary did happen. John, would you like to fill us in?
I'm on holidays.
It's pretty exciting, folks. Yeah. It's so much fun, honestly.
Can't think of much else that's
happening. No, nothing at all. I mean, there's nothing on your shoulder that you're smacking the bottom of. Or tapping, I guess. Not smacking, because...
Yeah, patting.
Patting. There you go. What do I know? John... Where did you get that small human from? Have you been to the park again and just picked up something that you designed?
I cloned myself.
Oh.
In a laboratory.
Yeah.
It's
So you were born female.
Well. I don't like to talk about that. No, so I have had my child.
Yes.
And that is why the podcast has had a huge gap. Now,
well,
nobody,
it's not just that.
Yeah, nobody look up the fact that in previous times we've had longer gaps when there was no such good excuse.
No, indeed.
It was definitely the baby, and otherwise we'd be a perfectly on-time podcast.
100%. All the baby. Shame, Bethel. Shame. No, not at all. Wonderful little girl. She looks glorious, and everyone is healthy and happy. John is currently doing the podcast with the baby on his shoulder, trying to get young little Bethel to sleep. So, glorious fun indeed. And me, well, I've just been moseying on about just being awesome. It's what I do, folks. I get out there and hunt the undead that secretly live amongst us. And, I mean, the Red Cross, I've said it before and I'll say it again. They're basically just a bunch of blood-hungry vampires that want to devour your freshly and freely given blood.
See, every time we say that, then we have to promote giving blood... so that people aren't discouraged by our podcast. I should also say that Adam donates blood probably more than anyone I know.
Yes, I like to feed the vampires.
To get them on your good side, right?
Exactly. So it's like paying them off, and all that rich, lovely iron in my blood just gives them happy times. So yes, indeed. So nothing at all exciting has happened, except for the fact that you've had a child. Your life has irrevocably changed from here until the end of time.
I'm unrecognizable. I don't feel like the same person. In fact, what is a podcast? What am I doing right now?
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah. Although that being said, surprisingly, you do have quite a bit of free time now.
Well, I've become a true nerd once again. I actually have time for games, which is, let's be honest, quite unexpected.
I would say it would be unexpected because I have never been involved with a baby before in a close-up scenario. Like, my nieces and nephews have all had children at this stage. Yeah. I know it makes me sound old, and I am, thankfully. But anyway... Yeah, they are like, I'm always removed from the situation. Like, I'm not there for bedtime. I'm the crazy Uncle Adam that rocks up and is like, ha, rile the children up and then escape and let the parents deal with the fallout. It's like setting off a nuclear bomb from the safety of an underground shelter in the eastern Australian desert. You know, all of that aside, basically, it's the same thing as a baby, a nuclear bomb. But yeah, you do have a bit of free time now.
Indeed. So,
come here.
What are you doing?
You said the word.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
You woke up the baby.
I don't think so. She made no noise.
Okay.
She let out... I'm not sure if anybody could hear that in the background. Not. But she let out this little growl. It was adorable!
We're not going to be able to concentrate this episode, are we?
Oh, probably not. But yeah, so you've started gaming.
Indeed. Well, a flip. How did I say the same thing again?
Okay, I'll do this side. How about that? There you go.
Good fun.
Mm-hmm.
So today, something amazing happened. Segue. Something amazing happened. I actually died to save my daughter.
oh, they, I mean, you look pretty good for a dead guy. And believe me, I've seen dead people.
That is because...
Which mortician did your work? I've really got to get their number.
Look, Adam, I know I didn't go to you as my mortician. I'm sorry.
I'm depressed.
I was dead. I couldn't choose the mortician.
Fine.
No, okay, as you say, I have had more time to play games.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I've decided to give away my life to now is the game RuneScape.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, you may know this is the game everyone played back in school days when we were all 14.
Yep.
I'm assuming we're all the same age, so 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
From what I understand, and this is true for me, RuneScape was the gateway drug to World of Warcraft.
Yeah, so RuneScape had the advantage of A, it was free, B, you could play it in your browser so you didn't need to ask your parents to install anything.
Yep.
And C, what was the third thing? I have no idea. maybe it's a bit cheaper, the membership. I actually
don't. It's free.
Well, yeah, it's got free. And now World of Warcraft is free. So it doesn't really stand anymore. But RuneScape has been a bit... I don't know. I've lost concentration because of the lack of sleep.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But okay, so from what I understand with RuneScape, there's new, like the modern day RuneScape.
Yes.
And there is old school RuneScape.
Yeah, so the modern day RuneScape is the old school RuneScape in a weird sort of way. Because they just created this game and it always had pretty bad graphics. It's a bit silly.
Yeah.
But over time, they did more and more updates to make it quote unquote more modern. Which, in reality, is just to do everything they can to turn it into World of Warcraft. Now, of course, if you wanted to play World of Warcraft, you would just play World of Warcraft. They lost a lot of their player base by trying to make it too modern.
Yep.
But what they did one day is they're like, right, let's get a copy of the game's code from 2007, start up servers, start it running. And I think World of Warcraft's doing this too now, World of Warcraft Classic.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with that. And... there's huge amounts of support for it.
Yeah.
And they point to RuneScape as, say, this type of model can work because people like the original.
Oh, yeah. I think because a lot of people are saying it's like living off nostalgia. But the nostalgia gets you started on it.
Hmm.
It's still a genuinely good, addicting game. Like, I don't know. It's not the most complicated or skillful game that you've ever seen.
I remember... back when I was playing RuneScape.
Oh, yeah.
And a friend of mine, Dean... Oh, goodness. Man, he's a tank nowadays. Anyway, Dean got me...
You mean on RuneScape? Or
no,
in
no,
real
he's,
life?
He's like... I've seen random pictures of him here and there. And he has gone to the gym, I'd say. I'm pretty sure he lives in the gym.
He's leveled up his strength level in real life.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about, like, his arms, biceps, are bigger than probably both our thighs combined. I mean, massive. Anyway, he's the one, because we played AFL together, and he was not anywhere close to that big. I mean, goodness gracious. But anyway, he got me involved in RuneScape. And, you know, he's just, like, teaching me everything like that, like, little bits and pieces. Like, okay, you go here, made me think some leather armor or something.
Oh, yeah.
And what I'd like to do when I was playing RuneScape towards the end is, I think I had, like, one of the premium memberships because you could charge it to your phone bill or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember something. I can't remember. It was ages ago. Anyway.
You dial a number and it charges.
Yes.
A lot of people got in trouble with their parents for calling the number without
this guy
asking.
Right here. yep, totally. Anyway. Only happened once, and then I asked.
Nice.
My backside certainly felt that pain. What I do is I'd mine a whole bunch of stuff, make up mithril armor, give it to newbies.
Oh,
that's always
nice.
Fun. Yeah, it was good fun.
I thought you were going to be mean.
No. I always liked helping out. Like, I used to do that in WoW and everything. It's good fun. I like it.
Yeah, there's a good culture in RuneScape of... helping out new people.
Mm.
Like, there's this good video going around called Selling 13 Trout. Now, if you don't play the game, trout are pretty much the most worthless fish in the world because people just fish them just for the experience and no one really buys them to eat because they're not that useful.
Mm.
So someone goes to the Grand Exchange, which is basically where most of the players hang out to sell.
I think
and
you
buy
need to
stuff.
Say that, like, the Grand Exchange!
The Grand Exchange!
There you go, yeah.
And they walk in and they're just like, selling 13 trout. And everyone's like, yeah, I'll buy it, trades with them, and then, like, gives them a million gold pieces or whatever. So, because they're like, oh, this person's clearly new at the game. They don't know that no one's really going to buy this. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to give it to you. And so, there's this good culture of everyone seeing, oh, it's a new player. I'll help them out.
That's cool. I like that.
But one person actually traded with the person doing this, added the money to say they were going to buy it off them, and then removed it from the trade right before they clicked accept.
Oh.
So, they scammed the person out of this worthless fish. I can't,
it's a lesson.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
It's a lesson to learn. Wait, were you the person who got scammed, John?
No, it wasn't me. This is a video I watched, I promise.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I did get scammed. Like, everyone says you learn about scamming and stuff from RuneScape and luring. I did get killed once in the wilderness before I knew what it was. And wilderness is where, basically, if you go too far north in the game, anyone can
enabled.
Attack mm-hmm. each other in real life, any other player. But I also once was asked to join a clan, and this is so, like, as a tech computer programmer, I am, like, so ashamed of myself that I fell for this, but I was like, oh, I've got to go to this forum post to join the clan. And I click it, and, like, the style of the website is ever so slightly different to what you're used to the homepage being.
Yeah.
And I click log in, and, of course, it's a phishing site. They just designed it to look like the real RuneScape site. I type my password in. They know my password. They stole all my money. I had, like, I think I had 3 million.
Oh, no. That is dreadful. So you totally just got absolutely, no, I can't say that, that's rude. You got just hell-bent scammed, massively.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's where you learn about it, on RuneScape.
I have... Yeah, when did you fall for this?
I was...
3 weeks ago, something like that?
No, I was 16, so I should have known better, but I think I was just, like, being too trusting.
Fair enough. I mean, I learned, like, I triple check every website if I have to put in any information. Like, if it does not have, like, that little green thing up the top that says, hey, this website's safe from my antivirus stuff, I ain't putting anything in.
Web browsers are much better with that.
Yeah. Nowadays, definitely. Yeah, 100%.
So you might be asking, why would I now go back? Because 2007 Scape, or old school RuneScape as it's known, has been out for a while. And in fact, I did play it for a little bit when it first came out. But why has it come into popularity now? And the answer is quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's so busy, they have no time to play this time sync game where you just basically click on stuff over and over. Except they've now released a mobile app. So on the train, I started getting up my levels, just sitting there on the train, nothing
clicking
else to
away.
Do, basically.
Because you're not editing the podcast.
Yeah, well, because we hadn't recorded it.
This definitely was after the baby was born.
Yeah. So the advantage there is... Where were they? Something...
Train.
Again, sleepiness. Mm-hmm. Sleepless.
Oh, you really need to get some sleep.
So you're able to get up your skills on the train, and because it's a 2007 game, it doesn't, like, it runs okay on your phone with the normal graphics, mm-hmm. which is great. So all my workmates started playing this game as well.
Oh, nice.
So it's a bunch of us playing together. And when they found out I was having a baby, well, they all always knew, but when they found out I had the baby, they all mm-hmm. signed a card together, and they gave the baby, like, some books, like how to be a computer programmer, basically.
Oh, that's
and
so
once
cool.
Once you try to tree, like, all my hobbies.
Yeah.
But also a little gift for me was a 3 months membership to RuneScape, which I'm very much regretting them giving me, because now I have no reason to ever experience real life ever again.
Welcome to the gaming world, my friend.
Yeah. But yeah, so now I've got 3 months to basically get my skills up as good as I can, because you can now buy RuneScape membership with in-game currency.
Hmm.
You can basically put aside, I think it's 3.2 million gold.
Oh, right.
And buy 2 weeks of membership.
Oh.
So if I earn enough money in-game before I lose it, I can keep it going. Because, of course, there's no way, with my current tight budget due to the baby, there's no way I'm going to afford RuneScape membership.
Because that's what they've done with WoW as well.
Oh, really?
So it's not a free game. You still have the subscription. But what you can do is you can earn enough gold to buy a token, which will then give you 30 days game time. And so, I mean, that works out quite well. But, I mean, I haven't played WoW in about 2 months now. But we'll get to that later on. We have some very sad news. John, cue sad music.
No. All right, I'll just edit it.
Yeah, that's fine. So, my fine friends, my fine, fine listeners... Travesty has struck this house. And no, I'm not talking about a baby being born. That's a wonderful blessing. No, I'm talking about John being an utter, utter monster. To the point of he has jeopardized the entire world because he, in his selfishness, he, in his small-mindedness,
it wasn't me. I mean,
has killed the sentient plant.
Okay, first of all, I have to say, it was dying already. I just put it out of its misery. Its leaves at the bottom were dying.
No, it was totally just entering its, like, chrysalis phase. I can't take anything seriously when John's got this just limp baby, just because she's dead to the world right now, just like on his shoulder, just like every now and then I'll just see like a leg just go up and twitch slightly. Okay. It's hilarious. It's very good.
Okay, so sentient plant.
Yes.
I don't know about chrysalis phase. I've looked up Mauritian hemps, which is what it is, and they die after going to seed, which is that big frond that we talked about in past episodes.
No, see, that's what they want you to think. Because if the Mauritian hemp, as they like to call the sentient plant, gets too strong and is allowed to survive, then after its seed phase, it awakens into a walking monstrosity.
So they want people to cut them down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why they're tightly controlled. You've never seen one in the wild, have you?
No,
you haven't.
I've never been to the wild, so...
Exactly, so you've never seen one in the wild, and my point stands.
Okay. But yes, I did have a friend over who happened to be a tree lopper, and he carefully disposed of the sentient plant, saving all humanity from its control.
Or...
And now I can sleep calmly at night again. It's no longer mind-controlling me.
That you're aware of. And I mean, Bethel's room's quite close to the sentient plant as well.
Yeah, it was getting dangerous.
I can understand that. Yeah, all right, fair enough. Well, sentient plant, you will be missed. Mm. Your horrifying voice in our minds and the weird telepathy you were able to inhibit into each of all of us.
Oh, yeah.
It will be missed. And this montage is for you. Oh, sentient plant, you were horrifying. You attempted to mind control us all. John, I expect music to be put over this.
Oh,
completely original and
just
sounding perfect.
Just because I'm on holidays does not mean I have infinite time.
No, but yeah. Oh, sorry, I don't want to cut into your RuneScape time.
Fair call. If I have time to stick clicking the same rock over and over again, I can edit the podcast.
Good fun.
I do have to say, I have kept in tiny little pots two of the baby sentient plants that it dropped off. That have now rooted.
Oh.
One will be for me and one will be for you. I'll probably keep your one because I don't know if you know how to take care of
that. That's fair. That's 100%. Yeah.
But we'll see. I'll name one Adam's plant and one John's plant.
No, you gotta... That's so boring. No, like Adamonius and Jonasus.
Yeah. Genesis. That's a good one. Yeah, that's good. and we'll see whose wins and whose ends up taking over the world.
I like this idea.
If it ever happens that you stop renting and get your own place, I will sneak into the backyard, bury one there, and like by the time you see that it's come up, because I'll plant it behind something, too big for you to be able to pull
it out. I
wouldn't
want to. I would set up an altar before it and just be like, I am your servant. I served your forebears. Yes, oh, sentient plant of majesty and doom.
Okay, this is a bad idea. I should destroy them now while I still can.
And transition! Now, John, I've heard some interesting stuff as of late.
Okay.
Some people like our facts off. Some people like our random bits and pieces.
Okay.
One thing I like are quizzes. And so you have come up with the amazing idea of you testing me on the King Killer Chronicles and me testing you on Doctor Who.
Oh.
Now, to be fair, you've just finished watching Doctor Who.
For the early episodes, I've watched them at least three or four times. So. Mm-hmm.
You have more of an advantage than me. Because whilst I know and love the King Killer Chronicles, and it invades my dreams, and I would gently stroke Patrick Rothfuss's beard with such fervor and gentleness that he would not help but be endeared toward me.
Oh.
But nonetheless, I haven't read that series for about 6 months. I know, but it's part of my schedule.
You've got it spaced out so you don't get sick of it.
I mean, I can listen to and read Slow Regard of Silent Things endlessly and be fine. And I'll always be sad because Ori's just wonderful. But anyway, we're going to do this quiz. And I'm going to go first, and we're going to smash through these questions really quickly. Savvy? Brilliant. Okay. This is a multiple question, okay? What is Chen 7? A level 5 planet like Earth, a deadly plague, or an habitable asteroid?
Oh, what? Chen 7.
Chen 7, Jessica 7, Copenhagen. Jessica 17, Copenhagen. I think that person is the person who submitted it. Sorry. So what is Chen-7? A level 5 planet like Earth, a deadly plague, or a habitable asteroid? And I know some people out there have been watching Doctor Who. Perhaps you could play along and see if you get these answers and are able to beat John. Let us know.
Why do I not remember this? This is like...
It has a picture of David Tennant on it.
Is it with an M or an N?
N. Chen-7.
Habitable asteroid. Planet Earth.
Level 5 planet like Earth. Deadly plague or a habitable asteroid.
Deadly plague.
You're going
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it only kills people with 2 hearts.
You got it right.
Oh, how could I forget that? I blame the lack of sleep.
That's fair. Ooh, okay. Oh, no, this makes me sad.
It's actually a Matt Smith episode, by the way, not David Tennant. So that was to throw people off.
This one does have David Tennant. And this one makes me sad all the time. What were the last words that the 10th Doctor said at the end of Time Part 2 before he regenerated, and what episode did he repeat them in?
He repeated it in the 50th anniversary, and it was, I don't want to go.
You monster.
And also, I'm told, I haven't actually watched it, but I'm told that in one of the Marvel movies, no spoilers, one of the characters loves David Tennant and used the same line when he had to disappear. But so if anyone said, I don't want to go.
Oh, that's...
Now there's a spoiler.
No, well. Okay, here we go. Next is, which planet are the Slytherin from?
Which planet are the Slytherin from? Oh, Rax Corico Phalopatorius.
Is that with an... Wait. Is that with an R-I or an R-A? Or an R-O?
Oh. What are the options?
R-I-X? R-O-X? R-A-X?
R-A-X.
Noted. You got it right so far. Going well, John. Going well. All right, we're going to go quicker. All right, what was the name of Henry Van Staten gave to his prize-captured alien?
Metaltron. And it was a Dalek.
Metaltron, you got it right. Wow, this is horrifying. Okay. What is the name of the most invaded planet in the galaxy?
I know what it is. It's from the ones with the horns of the Nymon.
Well, I will... Multiple choice.
Okay.
Tivoli? Uraxaris? Or Sontar?
Tivoli. The first one.
You got it right.
Yeah.
All right. Next is...
Sontar would be like the hardest to invade because they're literally bred for warfare.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Which Shakespeare play are the Doctor and Martha watching in the Shakespeare Code? Macbeth, Twelfth Night, or Love's Labour's Lost?
Love's Labour's Lost because... Love's Labour's Lost, right?
Yeah, correct.
And then there's this fictional extra one called Love Labour's One.
Ah, right.
Which I don't think ever existed in real life.
Okay. In The Time of Angels, the Doctor mentions that he is on which famous author's bowling team?
Oh no.
I remember this one.
Okay.
So the choices are Jane Austen, Virginia Woolf, or Geoffrey Chaucer.
I'm just going to say Jane Austen because it's the only one I recognise.
You got it wrong.
Oh, no.
It's Virginia Woolf. So I hope our listeners...
need to rewatch the series again.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing you can do.
All
right. I hope someone else was able to crush John with that.
Oh, no,
not this one. Okay. In Forest
Wait,
of the
who
Dead...
who was it, sorry?
Virginia Woolf.
Oh, okay.
In Forest of the Dead, the Doctor saves River, but only after she has sacrificed herself to save everyone else who was trapped on the planet harbor... the library hard drive. What is, /are, River Song's absolute final words before her sacrifice? Would you like me to give you the...
Yeah.
Spoilers. You watch us run, or Goodbye, Sweetie.
You Watch Us Run.
You got it wrong.
What?
Her last and final words were spoilers.
Yeah, I thought they put that in to trick you.
I love Riversong.
don't take that away, not one word. Something. Yeah, nah. Oh, I can't believe it. I've gotten too wrong. This is terrible.
Which fruit does the 10th Doctor dislike? And which episode does he tell us this? And it's got a picture of David Tennant with a very angry smiley face. Oranges in Doomsday, pears in Human Nature, or bananas in the Sinatrum Strategy. Whatever.
He doesn't like oranges. Which episode? Sorry?
Doomsday.
Ooh, nah, because I was thinking it was his first one, Christmas Invasion.
I'm pretty sure I know which one this is.
Maybe. What was the option? Banana, oranges, or...
Banana, oranges, or pears?
Pears, I don't know.
That's what I think it is. And you got it right. Well done. He does not like them at all. All right. When was the episode Father's Day set?
Oh, okay.
1985, 1987, or 1999?
It must be... Oh, wait, let's think. So Rose is supposedly 18 when the show starts in 2005.
Really?
I think she's supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
So that means maths with baby brain. So 5 plus 7, 1987.
You're going 87?
Hang on, let me think. 1987. Did I calculate that right? Plus 10 is 97 plus 5. Yeah.
97? Sorry, 87, I should say. 1987?
What were the options?
1985, 1987, or 1999?
Yeah,
1987. Got it right. Well done.
Because Rose is a baby in that one, that's why.
I thought it was 1999. That's all right.
Nah, she's a bub.
Okay.
Mickey is a lot older than her, we find out in that episode.
Oh, fair enough. What was the name of the episode in which the 10th Doctor got to say something he had always wanted to say? Allons-y, Alonso.
Yes.
Which one?
Oh, what was the name of the episode?
Mm-hmm.
With Kylie Minogue.
I've got the, okay. You got, well, as soon as
Do you want me to tell you what the answer
Planet
is?
Of the Dead?
No.
The Stolen Earth?
Nope.
Or Voyage of the Damned?
Voyage of the Damned. It's the one with the Titanic in.
Yep. Kylie Minogue. Surprisingly good.
Yeah.
According to the Doctor, what is the most important thing you need to get across the universe? A warp drive? A wormhole refractor? Or a hand to hold?
Oh, it's got to be the last one.
I would agree. And it is right, John O'Boy. Well done. Okay.
I can't believe I got two wrong.
I know. Finish the quote from New Earth. Oh, baby, I'm beating out a blank. So, would you like the...
Oh, beating out a samba.
Oh, good man. All
that's
right.
When Cassandra takes over Rose's mind. And she's like, oh my goodness, I'm a chav or something like that.
Yeah, sounds about right. Okay. Complete the Doctor's line in 2008's... Midnight. Rose Tyler, Martha Jones, Donna Noble.
What was the question? Complete the companion?
No, doesn't it? Complete the Doctor's line.
Rose Tyler, Martha Jones, Donna Noble, TARDIS.
And you got it right. Well done.
That episode has so much repetition in it that it's harder not to know what people say.
Okay, during Tobias Zed's final moments in Satan's Pit.
All right. Yep.
The beast says through
Don't
him.
Turn around.
All right. Not what it says to him.
Mm-hmm. I shall never die. The thought of me is forever in the bleeding hearts of men. What three things did he then list? Vanity, obsession, lust. Obsession, security, and love. Time, space, and vanity.
The first one, I guess.
Vanity, obsession, lust. Let's have a look. Bam, bam.
Oh, really?
No, you're right.
Oh.
I just wanted to crush your spirit a little bit. Very good. Okay. We'll do four more. You've got two wrong so far out of 20.
Okay.
There are 30 questions, but we won't do the whole 30.
Yeah, because mine's only got 20. We'll have to cut it short.
Yeah, well, we'll go 20 each. Who did the Doctor call a nice man after his fight with the, Sycorax in...
The Sycorax.
Thank you, in The Christmas Invasion. Leonardo DiCaprio, Harry Potter, Arthur Dent.
Arthur Dent, because he was in a dressing gown for that episode.
Very good.
Arthur Dent, famously in a dressing gown in Hitchhikers.
What were Peter Capaldi's first words in Doctor Who? I shouldn't have to give you the multiple choice for this.
Because I just watched this episode today, but no, he doesn't say anything.
No, he does.
Well,
he says one word.
I've watched Matt Smith die, but... Oh, nah, I did. He does say something, doesn't he?
He does.
What are the options?
Nope. Okay, if you want the options, I'm going to count this as a fail.
No, that's not fair.
Because as soon as I say it, you're going to headbutt yourself into the wall.
So it's one word? The first word or first words?
It's in the question. Would you like the options are?
No. What's the question again?
I can't tell you now because it will give away the answer.
Okay, so she's like, you're fine, you're... You've made this too hard. There's no way this doesn't count.
The options are...
Okay.
No, sir. All 13.
Oh, what? No!
I said these are the options. No, sir. All 13. Modern art. Or kidneys.
Yeah, it's kidneys, but...
It is kidneys.
Was the question, what was the first thing he said in the show, or when he regenerated?
What were Peter Capaldi's first words in Doctor Who?
No, sir, all 13.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, because kidneys is the first thing he says after he regenerates.
Got it wrong.
The answer is wrong.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think it is, because when he said, no, sir, all 13, that was the general that said that, not Peter Capaldi.
It was Peter Capaldi.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to pause the podcast.
Also, I'd also like to say he played a Roman father.
Oh, that's true. He did.
Pompeii,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. His first words were something like, oh,
I think
Lucius Dextrus is coming over. We must clean the house or something.
That is true. No, so I'll give you half a point for that.
No, sir. All 13.
No. I'm going to give you half a point for the fires of Pompeii thing because... Let's face it, that's correct. Even though I did have a picture of him in his doctor regalia. Mm. However, we're going to pause the podcast, so please pause the recording.
Okay. Yep.
And we're going to research this and find out. So bear with us, folks. Much love.
Okay, so we went away, we did our research. I played that in the video, and it honestly seems like Peter Capaldi is saying, no, sir, all 13.
I agree with you only in one respect, where it says... It sounds like Peter Capaldi when it says, no, sir. That's the... like
no, sir.
That like sounds Peter Capaldi, but the rest doesn't.
Yeah.
But it's just because I have a fine ear for accents. But I found the screenplay of the script, and I'm sorry, my dear John, but it does say right here, I didn't know when I was well off. All 12 of them. And then that was the general speaking. And then someone called Androgar says, no, sir. All 13. So I fear, John... This is another question that you have got wrong.
I still say that the question itself...
Oh, sorry.
Itself,
no.
What?
It's not kidneys. I was wrong as well. And they factored in Fires of Pompeii because his first words were modern art in Fires of Pompeii.
Modern art because he's looking at the TARDIS because he bought it.
So they were right. So
they,
as in...
They got it right.
We were wrong. They were right. Oh, and we both missed it.
Because that's what I was about to say. They got it wrong because they forgot about him being in Fires of Pompeii.
You got it wrong, Peter Capaldi's first words in Doctor Who.
I blame you because you tricked me so much by not letting me actually hear the question and the answers. I don't think it's fair. I reckon I should get one more question.
We'll see how we go. All right, next. Okay.
I'm not up to 20 yet.
No. In The Caretaker, what gadget does the Doctor use to help fight against the Skolvax Blitzer? Sorry. Invisibility ring, invisibility watch, or invisibility cloak? In The Caretaker, which gadget does the Doctor use to help fight against the Skovox Blitzer?
Skovox Blitzer?
Yep.
That's correct.
The Caretaker.
Oh, this is so confusing. I've always been confused by The Caretaker episode because in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, I mean, the TARDIS, the whatever in the wardrobe... He calls himself the Caretaker, but that's not the Caretaker episode.
Mm.
Skolvax Blitzer. What on earth is this episode?
Ring, watch, coat.
I think it's the watch.
You got it right.
Phew.
That was a guess, wasn't it?
No.
Sure, sure. Okay. What does the Idris tell Rory? What does the Idris tell Rory at the end of the Doctor's wife? So the TARDIS made manifest.
Yeah. Tells Rory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much.
The only water on the planet is the river. The only.
Well, I can. You've got. As soon as
the only water is in the forest is the river.
Close enough. The only water in the forest is the river.
That's what I said. The second time.
The second. The little boxes will make you angry, and yeah. Okay. Okay. So this will be the last question for Doctor Who. What should you always take to a party? An apple, a banana, or a pear?
Always take a banana to a party.
Why? And you got it right. So, you got 3 wrong for a grand total of 17.
Okay.
Well done.
So, I mean, I blame the way that you asked the question because I never really even heard all 3 answers to go, oh, yeah, modern art. Because I knew. Because I kept asking you, remember? I kept asking you.
It was a total tornado of incorrect on both our parts.
Okay,
because you could say, oh, I knew it was modern art.
I said, is it his first words on Doctor Who or the first words as the Doctor?
Well, I thought it was the Doctor, honestly. And you thought it was when in the 50th anniversary.
Because I asked you.
We both knew that there was
and
the
you said, no, it's in context of him being the Doctor, which wasn't
said,
true.
In all honesty, if I had said modern art... And I did, I'd like to point out, if you go back and listen to it, I did read out the answers.
Yeah.
If I had said modern art, do you think you would have got it?
If you had asked the question and read out the answers, I would have gotten it.
But I did.
Nah, because you'd already done all that trickery to be like, oh, is it word? Is it word?
Trickery is what I do best. So
next time, mm-hmm. None of this, like, you choosing which ones and how you answer it. You've got to just read out the question and the answers.
Okay, all right.
If I want to answer it before to prove to everyone how smart I am at Doctor Who and I get it wrong, like, that's my fault. But you have to at least give me the chance. Otherwise... Nah, it's not fair. Otherwise, for your quiz about Name of the Wind, which we'll do next week,
mm-hmm.
I'm
Killer
just
going to
never give you any hints at all.
King Killer Chronicles, not Name of the Wind.
Oh, right, yes.
So, encompass all the books.
Ooh.
Except The Lightning Tree. I've only gone through that once.
I haven't read it, so...
So, Silent Things, well, Slowly Regarded Silent Things, Wise Men's Fear, and...
I think I might make this quiz, because we did look up one and started going through it, but it was too subjective. It didn't make any sense.
It's true. In fact...
And we looked up one of the answers, and it was just flat out wrong. It didn't make any sense.
It was quite hilarious. I mean, like, we literally... Like, ran to the books, much like we did for the Doctor Who one.
Yeah,
trying to
watching the episode.
The whole, I just love the fact that he's like, nah, the, no sir, all 13, that's totally Peter Capaldi. So we had to look up the whole bloody screenplay.
I always thought it was, so that's news to me.
The more you know.
Yes, I think I might craft it myself.
Okay, cool.
I'll go through the books and pick out the most minute detail. On page 137.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. I won't make it that
bad. Imagine it's like, what was the name of the innkeeper that Scarpe was telling his story? Oh, no, thank you. Okay.
Which cog was missing one of its teeth? What was its name?
Well, he did. You're talking about Fulcrum from The Slow Regard of Silent Things.
Yeah.
Well,
is that his name?
Well, not the cog, but like the gear wheel. His name was Fulcrum, yes.
Oh, okay. The question was wrong.
All right, anyway.
Moving on.
Yes, moving on. As I said before, I haven't played WoW in about 2 months or so. Maybe a month, I can't remember. Time's been a bit weird for me lately. Because I have a new obsession. And it has been such fun. And engaging. It's just been unbelievably cool. So
it's RuneScape.
No,
I got him on it. It's like a drug.
No, this one is called Red Dead Redemption 2. Now, I didn't play the first one because I had no idea what it was about, and I thought it was like some weird zombie game. It's not. It's cowboys.
Wild West.
It's Wild West, and it is so much fun. Like the story mode, super cool. You play as Arthur Morgan, and of course, all your choices will reflect like how the story ends and how people interact with you.
So it's kind of like dynamic, a bit like, oh, I guess you haven't played Mass Effect, but it's so you can choose what.
Kind of, yeah. I think like the ending will be the same.
Yeah.
But the situation will be different.
Yeah.
So anyway, regardless, there was. Sorry. Too much food and coffee. So the scenery is gorgeous. And in fact, the soundtrack, which I thought of when I was listening to it, is touted to win all sorts of game awards because it's amazing.
Good. Is it kind of like guitar-y style
so
stuff?
So hard to explain. Like, okay, there's so much of it. Mm. Like just the ambient music while you're fishing, because there's got like this sweet harmonica playing in there. Like I'm listening, I'm just thinking,
oh, that's cool.
I want to play the freaking harmonica.
actually, one of the easiest instruments to learn.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, there's just so much cool stuff. And I just really recommend it. It's Christmas time. There are, like, there's some gore and things like that. Like, obviously, you're killing animals to, like, hunting and things like that, not just for pleasure. It's, like, hunting because you need to supply your camp with food or you need to sell the pelts or whatever. Wow. Oh, yeah, it's huge. But there's no, from what I can tell thus far, there's no, like, anything sexualized in the game.
Okay.
Or not overtly, anyways. But yeah, it's really good. I recommend getting in there and checking it out. In the story mode, there's a whole bunch of like hidden Easter eggs all over the place, like weird cult churches. You can encounter members of the KKK. Encounter them, like setting stuff up, like to start lynching people or whatever. But something always goes wrong. So like, for instance, they're about to set a cross on fire and a couple of them set themselves on fire in the process. And then like the group disbands. And if you kill them, you get good honor. So like you're doing the right thing. So it's,
if you want to attack some people, that's where you go if you still want to be on the good path.
Yeah, but like it's a rare like random encounters in the wilderness.
So wait, hang on. So if you're all Arthur Deacon, what happens?
Morgan.
Morgan Deacon?
Arthur Morgan.
Arthur Morgan. I'm just making up words now. Arthur Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in multiplayer? Does everyone look the same?
No. So the way they've done it is quite well. The online happens in the future. Just after Arthur and all his friends are gone, essentially. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's really good. So you see the after effects of some of the stuff. And
so it's best, super fun. If you want no spoilers at all, it's best to kind of play through the campaign and then start.
Well, there's no spoilers you get from online. Like, there's no
and
mention
of someone just runs around saying, Arthur Deacon dies in the... Arthur Morgan.
Martha Morgan.
Martha Morgan?
What's really depressing is whilst I was, like, just starting in the story mode and stuff like that, my stupid brain thought, okay, I need all the news, everything. Not spoilers, I just wanted news about, like, the online and everything. And so I joined a whole bunch of community groups on Facebook and Twitter and everything.
Bad idea.
Yeah, because literally within like 2 minutes of me joining, I was scrolling through the page, boom, a meme which spoiled the end of the story. And then I'm just like, well, it's spoiled, better look at the comments. Everything else was spoiled. So
no, why would you do that?
Because I'm a sadomasochist, John.
There's a bit of your brain that just like...
I must know.
Yeah, wants to be spoiled, but most of your brain is like, no, I don't.
I really wish I hadn't, because it's a good story.
Yeah, don't spoil it for the listeners.
No, I won't.
Now.
But it's really good. I really recommend, it's Christmas time, give it a crack. Obviously, it's not suitable for younglings or things like that, just because it's...
Do you know what else isn't suitable for younglings? Anakin.
It's true. Yeah, yeah, he really doesn't like those younglings. Yep, I'm going to have to go and watch some Star Wars, I think. So yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2, online's out now, it's on beta, a whole bunch of stuff is going on. They've ironed out a lot of the glitches. Rockstar has been really good. I've been really surprised with what they've put forward.
It's like the only game that's been released this year that was actually complete.
God of War. God of War was also, What I see, the thing is, a lot of gaming companies nowadays, and because this is a nerd podcast, we kind of got to talk about this.
It's Adam Rant time, get ready.
So, with gaming companies nowadays, and I have been severely let down by Blizzard Activision, or Activision Blizzard, I just find that they have released an unfinished product with Battle for Azeroth. Okay, so they've had brilliant cinematics and things like that. Music is great. Most of the art is fantastic. But game development-wise has been really subpar. And a lot of the community has felt this as well, especially after the high of Legion. Coming into Battle for Azeroth has been a real letdown. And I'm not the only person feeling this. It's a common thing throughout the entire industry at the moment. It's not just Activision Blizzard. I mean, look at Bethesda. I mean, Fallout 76 was an absolute flop.
Yeah. I'm a bit out of the gaming circle right now, but even I heard, like, it got so famous for how bad it was, which is really sad for the people involved. It's horrifying,
and what I don't understand, especially for those of you glorious people in Australia, EB Games is still selling it for $99.99, and I'm just like, why would anybody waste their money?
You should just stand outside and be like, are you trying to buy 76? It's like, yeah, I'm loving it. Don't buy it.
It's crap. Buy Red Dead Redemption 2 or God of War. I haven't played God of War, but that won Game of the Year.
Okay.
And, like, that's a good thing. Like, I personally would have voted for Red Dead Redemption 2, but the reason why they didn't get it, like, it's a bit of a hoo-ha, but the reason why they didn't get it is because online wasn't released at that stage, and so because it was an unfinished product, they couldn't receive it. But that being said, God of War, everything I've heard, is still an excellent game.
Okay, so I have to give a context to this, because, I mean, I never ended up working for a game company, but I developed a lot of games before and during uni, and I studied games technology. So I know that the developers are definitely working very hard on this. The problem that comes is from financial, because someone's got to be paying those developers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is those companies are pushed more and more to release things early as they can. And in some cases, it's just way too early.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, dude. But this is the thing that used to be Blizzard. It was, this is not being released until it is ready. Finished. And, like, that used to be... Blizzard used to set the standard, like, the industry standard. Because it was referred to as the Blizzard polish. Because they wouldn't release it until it was bloody sparkling. And there you go, that's way too Australian. They wouldn't release it until it was just completely and utterly finished. Like there'd still be bugs and things like that, but Battle for Azeroth has been an absolute nightmare. Yeah. And that's because Activision has been pushing them in the wrong direction. Because Activision brought out Blizzard.
Yeah.
In partnership with Blizzard, I should say. And Activision is renowned for being absolute... Sorry, I was about to swear. Being renowned for absolute horrible, horrible game developing company. And I just, it's real sad to see what Activision is doing to Blizzard. Not to mention, there's a lot of new faces at Blizzard nowadays. Mm. A lot of the old guard has left. I mean, rightly so. I mean, people need to retire and things like that. But from what I hear, I mean, it's just been a real upsetting set of circumstances. Like, I miss the old Blizzard. Like, I was so in love with Legion and all the other expansions except for WoD. That being said, this is still a lot better than Wall of Draenor. I know a lot of people have tried to compare.
Oh, wow.
Because Wall of Draenor was rubbish. But they're actually putting content into this, even if the content is a bit... It's just a washed-down version of Legion, essentially. But, I mean, some people are still finding it entertaining. I'm waiting for the patch to release, which I think released on Tuesday, yesterday. I haven't played it yet. Because of Red Dead. But I am going to give it another crack because, like, probably this patch and maybe the next patch, that is kind of... I need to see some changes. Because at the moment, especially considering the imbalance in the story between the Horde and Alliance, I'm not talking about win versus lose. I'm talking about just effort putting into the damn story. I need to see some improvements, because at the moment it just seems very Horde-centric, and I'm an Alliance player. So, just have to wait and see. I don't care about the Horde leadership. Saurfang versus Bloody Sylvanas, Corpse Queen versus Grizzled Old Orc. Please. I don't care. Throw them both off the cliff. Let's get the Lion in Orgrimmar. Yeah, and actually, he's too much of a
typical
baby.
Alliance.
Hey, I will smash you.
I didn't even play World of Warcraft. I just knew I had to say something like that.
Oh, so yeah, do you know what really bugs me? And yeah, this is a side mini rant, okay?
Is this about World of Warcraft still?
It is.
I thought we were talking about Red Dead. No, but go on.
So here's the thing, okay? In one of the books, there's a whole bunch... I'm not going to go into the huge story. But anyway, Jaina Proudmoore has this gigantic freaking tidal wave of water elementals, and she's about to just drown Orgrimmar and kill everyone, okay? Should have happened, because... In this expansion, Sylvanas comes along. She's like, oh, look at me. I'm going to burn your bloody city and kill all the civilians. And Horde players are just like, oh, whatever. I'm just, you know, a fancy Sylvanas fanboy. You Horde players sicken me to my core, and I hope you all suffer. Sorry, well, not you personally. I hope your characters suffer under the tyrannical rule of your undead corpse queen. But I love all you Horde players anyway. It's
so cool. Is it just part of the lore? Or, like, will there actually be a moment where everyone's like, do people support Salfeng or Sylvanas more?
No, that is happening in this patch. So you have to make a choice. You side with Sylvanas or you side with Salfeng.
Salfeng sounds cooler. Just from looking at the memes, mm-hmm. I reckon I would go for him.
Salfeng, like, there's actually cinematic. And no one was expecting it. Salfeng called Lost Honor, I think it was called. Or Winter Soldier, I can't remember.
Winter Soldier, yeah, that was... Everyone loved that cinematic.
And you look at some of the, like, other game trailers and mini-releases, right? So you've got the one with Sylvanas and the Burning of Teldrassil, okay?
The World Tree.
The Warbringer, yeah, that's correct. And that had crap ton of dislikes. Like, still liked, but just a crap ton of dislikes. You look at Jaina Proudmore and Daughter of the Sea. Oh, I sing that to your baby.
Yeah, and she falls asleep. It's mm-hmm. really cute.
And she, like, that amazing likes. Everybody loves it. Like, it was revolutionary. See, that's the Blizzard I freaking love.
Yeah.
Like, that type of content that's just brought into it, just like, even if you don't play World of Warcraft, you're not going to have any idea what's going on. Go type in Daughter of the Sea, Jaina Proudmoore, or Warbringers, whatever, okay? It is a beautiful song. That's all it is. It's nothing to do with the story. It's a song. And it's sung by voice actress Laura Bailey. And, it's gorgeous. The artwork is brilliant. That is unique and wonderful. And that is the Blizzard I love. And Winter Soldier. Gorgeous. Like, showing Sarfang and Zappy Boy, as he's referred to nowadays. It's a glory. Anyway, sorry, that was it. So Red Dead Redemption 2, fantastic game. Give it a crack this Christmas. Go to your local retailer. Don't go to EB Games because they overcharge you. Go to Big W or
there goes our sponsorship deal.
Oh, well, sod that. I never want to get sponsored by them. But yeah, definitely JB Hi-Fi, $79. Check it out. Brilliant.
Okay, Adam, there's some music... Music. We have
Hold
another
up.
Music.
Yeah. Shoo, fishing here for a second. I'm reeling this in. You tricked me, John.
Okay.
And I never called you to account for this.
You did.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
You tricked me.
Oh, no, you said you were going to get back at me.
And I didn't. And I haven't. Yet.
So, inform our listeners, last episode...
Oh, sorry, yeah, I was plotting my revenge by crushing part of my coffee cup. Sorry,
it was
yes.
Very concerning.
So we're sitting down and we like to do these little music quizzes or things like that on occasion. So John's like, hey, I'm going to play you this song and I'd like you to guess which composer made this. And so instantly my mind goes to, okay, what composers do I know? Because I am not a music guy in the slightest. So I'm just like, okay, John's favorite composers, Lin-Manuel Miranda, what's the other guy? The guy who did Inception stuff.
Hans Zimmer,
that's the guy. Those are literally the two I know. And so I'm just like, okay, so I'm
not
looking...
even John Williams.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yes. But anyway, so I didn't think you'd pick John Williams. I'd be able to pick his music out pretty quickly. Anyway, so I look through, and whilst he's playing his song, I'm like looking up, okay, what are movies like Inception? And I'm looking through, I'm just like, now, I'm trying to recall Inception's music, so I just went with that. But no, John, it was your music. You... lying man.
It was all in good favor. And later I went
good.
And I saw Tyson from Screen Review Time War.
Mm-hmm.
And he was happy. He was like, oh, yeah, I thought it was like this movie or it could have been this. Like,
yeah.
And he was like, but I was blown away at how good it was that it sounded like that. That was what I was expecting
great.
You to say. But no, instead you were just angry at me. And then we had to move on. So I was like,
me?
I was
angry?
Kind
Come
of setting
on,
you up to be able to like compliment me or something. Nope. Just
but it
did
worked.
Not happen.
But I did compliment you in a way.
Okay, true.
Because it was like, I went through all these composers and I'm thinking it was them.
Yeah.
So I've literally compared you to bloody Hans Zimmer. And did
good.
You know? Mm. I didn't until I saw a picture of him and immediately my mind just snapped to him. Lin-Manuel Miranda is on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
He's a guy on a bus with mm-hmm. Marshall called Bedtime Stories. Where it's the rhyming episode?
Oh.
Vinnie Stinson, the player king of New York City.
Man, I need to watch that series
the
again.
The day Robin took the cake and ate it too. And I can't remember what the other one was. But yeah, he's on the bus and he does like this full rap beatdown of Canada. about how it's rhyming. He's got to find a rhyme for Canada.
That's pretty funny.
And I had no idea it was him until I saw a picture. I was like, holy crap, I love Mini-Wil Miranda now. I thought in my head it was just some old guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Really cool. Anyway, John, so music.
So I haven't actually asked Adam for approval to put this on the podcast yet, but I have just released a new album.
Oh, sorry. I was just like, oh God, has he found my albums?
Okay, we need to come back to that. So I've released it on Spotify and whatnot. If it's okay with you, Adam, I don't want to force anything on our listeners.
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
But I will put a taster song on. So the story of this album is I obviously have been on leave to help look after my daughter. And there's been a couple of days where she's not been able to sleep. And so I put on this thing called a Hugabub where it's basically a piece of fabric that they sell for a ridiculous amount of money. No, it's great. Hugabub, sponsor us, please. It's fantastic because she will just, you wrap her in and she adjusts to you and you've got both her hands free and she will fall asleep. So I have put her in the Hugabub and then I'd start to produce songs that are basically designed to help ease you and make you feel relaxed and fall asleep. And every time she's fallen asleep. And I was actually playing it to her today because I was posting to social media and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And she fell asleep while that was happening.
Oh, that's so
cool.
And
we needed to give her medicine. It was quite funny. It was still nice that she fell asleep, but it was hilarious. So it works that well. I'm sure it's also good for concentration if you... not the kind of person that likes
just
listening
background
to music
and stuff.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Ambient music, I like it.
And the last track on the album is the whole thing mashed together in one go. So there's no transitions. You can just listen from one song to the next and it all is basically
big
long
song. I like that.
And it's all in 432 hertz, which if you don't know, will reconstitute your DNA and open your third eye and you'll be able to see the future.
I'm cool. I had it opened once by this... what are they called? Oh, bugger. Now I've lost the joke. It's okay.
Okay.
Not a Krishna. What's the name of a Hindu teacher? As we hear typing.
I know this one. Just like I knew what Peter Cavani's first words were. A guru.
Guru, Sufi. That's it. Thank you. Guru. Yeah, I had my third eye opened for about an hour by a guru in Budapest. But unfortunately, he threw sand in my third eye and was unable to see after that. Yeah. Very cool experience. It's a lie, by the way, folks.
Also, guru is technically Sanskrit. Just to be factually accurate.
Or maybe that's what he threw in my eye. Like, just Sanskrit. I don't know. Carved figurines and then ran into the distance screaming after I gave him $70,000
from India. So you're 100% correct.
There you go.
Okay. I've lost track. Oh, we were playing the song.
Your song, yes.
baby brain. Let's let this calm us. If you fall asleep, that's okay.
Just don't do it while you're driving.
Yeah, go back. True. Go back, listen to the episode after you wake up. Thank you.
just woke up from a nap. That was wonderful.
Normally, I'd be pretty sad if someone fell asleep from listening to something that I made.
That was the intent. So, yeah, give that a listen, folks. It's what platforms are they on, John?
It's on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, Amazon Music. It's basically on everything because I've got a service and you can just tick them all.
Oh, nice. Okay, so check it out, folks.
It's called Sounds for Sleep, and the artist is Pianocly.
So just spell that for everybody because nobody knows what that, you know.
P-I-A... N-O-K-E-L-Y.
Give it a crack, folks. Give it a crack. You'll love it. And also, we'll put it all in the show notes.
All right. We have a much requested... Well, people kind of like the last few ones we've done.
Yeah.
It's not so much that people have been, like...
requesting, emailing, and demanding we do it.
Sure. It's just been 7,000 emails instead of, like...
Yeah. The 20,000. Usual 27, yeah. So, anyway, with this one, this is a much-loved segment. Fact off. Ba-bum-bum-ba-bum-bum.
Sorry, I didn't realize we were doing
that's cool. So,
a bit there.
So, with Fact Off, we each present three facts, and objectively... it's three.
Four.
I told you, John, four facts, and I beat you. So, you better pick from those four you've
got
three.
I knew Peter Cavati's first words,
no,
and
you didn't.
It's four.
According to the quiz, you didn't. So, three facts each, and objectively, we vote... who has the best fact or who has the best reaction of, oh my goodness, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, John, you can go first.
Okay. I hope you don't know this one, but if you do, that means I get an extra fact.
Okay.
a fifth fact. No. the 2% margin of error in the Chinese government allows when they take their census... I gave that bad phrasing. The 2% margin of error the Chinese government allows when they take their census is larger than the population of Australia.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
So people are like, hey, you manage the census, right? Yeah. Have all the Australians snuck into the country this year? We don't know. Sorry.
There's our margin of error will not allow us to find out.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. I like that. All right. Cool. Okay. Now, I like this word. I didn't know this. So, the dark side of the moon is a myth. Okay?
What?
So, in reality, both sides of the moon see the same amount of sunlight.
Oh, yeah.
However,
yeah.
One face of the moon is only ever seen from Earth. This is because the moon rotates around it on its own axis, the same way that the Earth does at the same time. So always we are seeing one face as it moves the same time we do. I just think that's amazing.
Yes, so a correct term would be the backside of the moon, which sounds rude. The baby monitor is going off right now.
Right.
It just means it's low on battery.
So. Gotcha. So, all right. So, when I read that, I was just like, that is cool. I did not know that. So, I'm cool with that. So, yeah. All right.
That's really cool. Okay. This is a good one. I'm going to play you a sound clip.
Oh, all right.
Which is, that's quite exciting.
First fact of sound.
What was the difference between those two pouring sounds?
It sounded one liquid was heavier than the other.
Interesting. But you could definitely hear a difference between the two. It's the exact same liquid, exact same amount of water.
Same container?
Yep. The difference was one was cold water and one was hot water.
Oh, wow.
So now, which one would you guess is the cold and hot? I'm just curious.
Play it again. The first one cold, second one hot.
Yep, you're 100%. Because the other one sounds like tea or... Yeah. Well done. But yeah, I never knew that.
That is... Neither did I. That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. Okay. In 2005, the Australian government issued a ban on the saying of the word mate at Parliament House. The ban lasted 24 hours before it was overturned.
All right, mate. He's like, nope, you're out. Yeah. Only corner.
Oh, so good.
Soon everyone said it.
Oh,
24
man.
24 hours.
Yep.
Okay. When they first measured Mount Everest, it was bizarrely a round number, so they had to add a few fake inches so that people would actually believe them.
What was the number?
No. I didn't look that up.
Oh, John, come on. All right.
I think it was 600 feet.
Is that right? Quite round. I thought it would be higher than 600 feet.
Oh, I must be... No. 30,000? I have no idea. I don't know metric system. Yeah, 30,000 feet it must have been, which it ended up being
600 feet. That's not even a hill.
I don't know why. I have like a weird memory of someone saying it was 600. No, that's, yeah, barely any. Because imagine, yards. I don't know, something.
Sure? You're going to be crazy. All right. So in honor of you and your baby, so babies only blink once or twice a minute, while adults average about 10 times a minute. So just so everyone's aware right now, you are blinking. You are aware of the position of the tongue in your mouth.
Oh, no, not that one. I hate that one.
So your tongue is not resting quite comfortably. No. Are you clenching your jaw too tight? How are you blinking still? You're aware of your breathing.
I've been destroyed.
Are you counting your breaths? You don't know you need to breathe in and out.
4, 5.
You're blinking still. 6, 7. I love it. Anyway, so yes, babies only blink once or twice a minute.
Funnily enough, I actually tried to have a staring contest with my daughter, and it was really hard. She doesn't need to blink at all.
A staring contest with your daughter.
I can't remember what the context was. We were talking about her staring for some reason.
Mm-hmm. You just thought, I've got to get on this. Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Okay, give me a last one.
This is my third fact.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely my third fact. Cheetahs don't roar, they meow.
Yes.
Oh, you already knew it. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't need to add the fourth fact then. Okay, what was the most mind-blowing fact?
Oh, okay, well, for me, because I didn't know it, and you did, but I love the Dark Side of the Moon one.
Oh, okay.
Because I just love the idea that it turns at the exact same time as us. You know, I think that's brilliant. Also, I did like the government band, but I think... Oh, what one was it?
The hot water?
Yes, I like that one. That one's the best.
To me, that was the one that blew my mind. Only because I already knew the dark side.
Mm.
I hadn't really thought about it in that terms, but yeah. I think the hot water, like, that's something that it's always going to be in the back of my head now.
Mm-hmm. That they sound different when boring. Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. All right, so that one wins. So just a quick recap for each of the facts, so that way you people at home and listening, or in cars or at work or jogging, walking the dog, parachuting, flying a plane, traveling on a plane, jumping out of a bridge onto a river.
Basically, whatever they're doing.
Yeah, whatever you're doing, you know, cleaning the house, vacuuming, mowing the lawns,
so,
hunting a midget.
In short, whatever it happens to
be. Yeah, so whatever you're doing, you know, like picking flowers.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. Anyway, so Dark Side of the Moon is a myth. The moon basically rotates at the same time as the Earth, presenting one face to, you know, the Earth. Babies only blink once or twice a minute, while adults average 10 minutes. And in
10 seconds.
10 seconds, whatever. Wait, no. While adults average 10 times a minute, not 10 times a second.
Oh, right.
Yeah. In 2005, the government issued a ban on saying the word mate at Parliament House. The ban lasted 24 hours before it was overturned. Which is pretty cool.
2% margin of error is of the Chinese population is actually the size of the population of Australia.
I like it.
You can hear the difference between hot and cold water when you're pouring. And when they first measured Everest, it was such a round number that they had to add a few inches so that you would believe them. Mm-hmm. And 30,000 feet.
And I do have a fourth as well.
Cheetahs don't roar, they meow.
But there's that one. And the fourth one is, from me, Australia is the only continent covered by a single country.
Until Western Australia secedes?
Yeah, not going to happen.
Let's do it. We should have done it ages ago when Manning boomed.
1984.
Oh, you mean the George Orwell book?
No. I think that was the last time we had a census. I think it was then, maybe. Last time a census for... or a referendum for Australia to leave the Federation. I think that was the date. I can't remember.
Oh, and by the way, I looked back, and the 600 number, it was actually, they were talking about some other fact about, like, number of fatalities in a war. So
fair enough.
That's why that stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Are you touching me with...
No, I just wanted to kick you.
Ow! Oh, why did you hit me? Oh, never do a podcast with a crazy person.
Well, there's that, but it always keeps you on your toes.
Exciting news, everyone. We have been approved. I don't know how, but we are now on Spotify.
Yeah, I spoke with the leader of Spotify, had a meeting. It was basic dark room, goblets of red liquid. Could have been blood, not judging.
Just curious, mm-hmm. What's the name of the guy that owns Spotify?
It is a gentleman who is...
Daniel Ek.
Hey, I was getting...
getting open Google is what you were doing. Okay, anyway. So we're actually... we're joking around, but we are legitimately on Spotify now.
Yes,
so
we are.
If you like us on there, if you like listening to Spotify, maybe you don't have other podcasts, or you like Spotify for your main podcast, just search us up, Surviving the Apocalypse, The Nerd's Way.
Your shin bone's made of, like, spikes and iron.
You were the one that kicked me, okay?
My big toe feels like it's broken.
This is divine justice.
Divine justice.
I should also note that Spotify does not share royalties with podcasts, so we're not going to now be rolling in dough.
Oh, I don't think we've received any money from anything.
No.
Have we? Unless you're, like, just keeping the dough on the side.
Shifty eyes.
Yeah,
shifty
it's all right.
Eyes. We've actually lost a bit of money because we've had to, like, buy
for stuff. Yeah.
And I'm now using some sweet plugins that cost money as well, so not the only one who's invested. And I suppose we've always used my kit. So
we've brought the microphone.
Yeah, we've both invested our personal time and fortune. So if you want to donate to us, because we're actually...
Don't bother.
No, I'm just kidding. We're fine.
We're quite happy.
I was just really hoping that Spotify would just be sending us billions of dollars. And then I realized Spotify revenue is actually not that big anyway. So anyway, the point is, it's a lot more easy, a lot more convenient. Hope you enjoy it if Spotify is your listening thing. Otherwise, we're going to stick around on every other podcast service
Indeed.
In the known universe.
Except SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah, sorry, SoundCloud, we can't afford the $7 a month membership fee.
We don't need that.
Even though we were getting hundreds of plays on the... Let's not think about it. I'm sorry to all those people that listened in, and then one day we stopped posting there.
Yeah, sorry.
Months later, I posted a thing to say, by the way,
we're on.
You can find us
everywhere
here.
Else.
And no one actually ended up listening to that, so we lost all 200 of our listeners.
Yep, it's a shame. But anyway, so we have a shout out for Eloise from WA. So hello, Eloise.
WA for the win. Secede.
Ready. No, not secede. This is the Queen's country.
Adam's from New Zealand.
New
South Wales.
Thank you.
New, and then my brain filled in the rest.
Straight, like, you just kept on going east.
Anyway, so shout out, Eloise.
Eloise, yes. Hope you're going well. And
thanks
continue.
For listening.
She's been watching Doctor Who as well. Quite a bit.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
That's awesome.
So hopefully we didn't spoil a lot for you, but at least now you'll know that in the 50th anniversary, it was not Peter Capaldi that said, no, sir, all 13, it was one of the generals.
And you also know, like I knew, and would have been able to prove if Adam had asked the question properly.
This is going to be contention
Peter
for
Capaldi
years to come.
Is also in Pies
of
Pompeii.
Mm-hmm. So anyway... We're off Doctor Who, so thanks for listening, Eloise. Hope you're enjoying it.
Yes.
And this will be us signing off from Surviving the Apocalypse, The Nerd's Way. It has been wonderful being back, you wonderful survivors.
It's like we never left.
Indeed. If you wish to get in contact with us, you can get in contact with us through our email account at Surviving the Apocalypse, The Nerd's... What is it? Or is it the... It is... Oh, I can't remember. What's our email address, John?
TheNerdsWay@gmail.com.
Thank you. TheNerdsWay@gmail.com. Our podcast is... our Twitter feed, rather, is... TheNerdsWay_pod.
Yes.
On Twitter. So check us out on there. Tweet us questions or what have you. I'm on Twitter. Don't bother looking for me. I have like 6 people following me and that's about it.
Fair enough.
I don't tweet often anyways. And John?
Well, now you can go to my Pianoakley Twitter, so you don't have to see me posting about, like, industry conventions and whatnot on my personal one.
And gardening tips.
Hey, I show people how to grow their own avocados. That's a valuable skill.
Hey, it is. It is. Definitely is. Oh. No, I'll do it later. Next thing, World War Z book. I just listened to it again. It was amazing. So, yes, and... Yes. Oh, well, you can check the Facebook page as well. Just
Facebook.com/thenerdswave.
Indeed. And it is glorious. We post things so frequently on there.
Well, we just post when the new episode comes out. So it's great if you miss it. Yeah.
And anything else we find of interest, like the Good Omens trailer, things like that.
And one day we will run a competition to whoever gets the most likes sharing our page will win the one and only one-of-a-kind t-shirt that we only have one of.
We should actually get some made.
Yeah, we should.
Or some mugs or something, I don't know. Anyway, so thank you for listening, fine folks. If you have any questions, ask someone else. Boom! And...